Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the first quarterly All VR call for 2026. Looking around, we see many familiar names on the call today, and on behalf of Social Security and the Ticket Program Manager, thank you for joining. Now, a quick introduction. My name is Catherine Jett. I am the Project Coordinator for the Ticket Program Manager, and I'll go over the agenda, a few call logistics, and introduce our main speaker for today. So let's get started. Next slide. Okay, on today's agenda, the call is slated for 60 minutes. Now we'll go over call logistics, announcements, VR case closure and ticket assignments, ticket to work survey, documentation required for diarized claims, top three payment denials from fourth quarter of 2025, 2025 year in review, then move into the Q&A session, into the announcements of the upcoming WISE event, and then close the call with our next call date. Next slide, please. Moving into call logistics. So the call is being recorded and transcribed. Now, participants are not permitted to record this meeting nor capture the transcript. Now, the transcript, recap, PowerPoint, and audio will be available on the Your Ticket to Work website post-call by selecting Training and Events, Archives. Scroll down the page to the National All Calls and select the year 2026 to locate today's call. Now, a Gov delivery message will be sent out when all post-call items are posted to the Your Ticket to Work website. Now, the Teams chat feature is not active today. So, if you have technical issues during the call, you'll need to log out of the call and just rejoin. If you continue to have any additional issues, you can join by phone. If you have questions for our speakers, hold those until the Q&A session. So you're going to ask a question during the Q&A. You'll click the raise hand icon located at the top of the Teams window. You'll be given audio and video access, and we'll need to unmute when advised by the facilitator. So to unmute, you'll just click your microphone. So if you're joining via phone, you'll press star five to raise your hand. You'll be given audio access by our facilitator, but you'll need to press star six to unmute yourself. Now, to allow everyone time during the Q&A, please only ask one question each time you're called upon. Any additional questions or comments may be sent to vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. Any questions not answered during the call today will be forwarded to the appropriate speaker for comment. Now, we have closed captioning available for today's call in two different ways. So in the Teams application, and via a browser link. So to activate the closed caption in the Teams app, you'll go to the top of the Teams window, click on More, then click on Language and Speech, and select Turn on Live Captions. Now, to activate the closed captions in the browser, you'll capture the closed caption link provided in Monday's Gov delivery message. Paste the link in the browser, select Enter to open. The link will open in a separate window to view closed captions. Okay, moving forward. Next slide, please. Next slide. Okay. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce our first speaker, TPM's Ticket Operations Manager, Kimberly Cutler. Take it away, Kim.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
So again, I just want to echo what Catherine was saying. Welcome to our first quarterly VR call of the year, and Happy New Year to everyone. My name is Kimberly Cutler. I am the Ticket Operations Manager for the Ticket Program Manager. And we can go to the next slide. All right. And I apologize. I'm not sure if you guys can see me or not. Have been having some camera difficulty, so but I'll just move into our first announcement. We have received the 2026 Substantial Gainful Activity or SGA monthly amounts. And so we have those listed here where you can see for 2026, the non-blind individuals, $1,690, and for blind individuals, $2,830. So that information is out there now. Okay, next slide. Another announcement we want to share. There was a Gov delivery message that went out informing everyone about the fiscal year, 2026 cost formula. So the deadline to submit that formula, monthly administrative counseling and placement ACP cost data, is Friday, January the 30th. So we just wanted to make sure that we were just letting you guys, just providing a reminder for that. The deadline is Friday, January the 30th. Now, if an extension is needed, please email your request to Raquel Donaldson, and we do have her email address listed here, which is raquel.l.donaldson@ssa.gov. So again, your deadline to submit is Friday, January the 30th. But if you require an extension, you need to make sure that you reach out to Raquel with that request. And our next slide. Okay, there is a new email address for the SSA Suitability Office. And again, this was a message that came out via Gov Delivery. So you want to please note that the SSA Suitability Office has a new email address, and that email address is listed there for you. So you want to make sure that you are updating all of your contact information with this new address. And you want to make sure, please remember to compress all files sent to the Suitability Office email address. And if you have any concerns, any questions or concerns, please email the help desk, the VR help desk, and that is vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. Okay. And next slide. Okay, so the next slide we're going to discuss VR case closures and ticket assignment. And to cover that information, I'm going to turn it over to Renee Clark, which is the Payments and Systems Branch Chief for Social Security Administration. So I'll turn it over to you, Renee.
Thanks, Kim. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Next slide, please. I just have a really quick announcement. We would like for the VR agencies to process all case openings and closures through the ticket portal so that all beneficiaries will receive the letters informing them of their ticket status. If there is a special circumstance, please email us. Please email us via the help desk to let us know that you need help with any ticket assignments. But for the most part, we would prefer for all VRs to process your case openings and closures through the ticket portal. Thank you. Next slide, please. At this time, I'll turn it over to Ellie Smet, who's an economist here at SSA. Ellie.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I just have a pop-up saying my mic has been disabled, so wanted to double check. SSA is conducting an evaluation of the Ticket to Work program. This evaluation will help SSA understand program best practices and identify potential improvements. In the next few months, our contractor, Mathematica, we'll be fielding a survey with service providers like you to learn about your experiences in the Ticket to Work program. Mathematica will also be conducting interviews with beneficiaries to learn about their experiences with the Ticket to Work and WIPA programs. So you or your clients may be contacted to participate. The survey will include all VR agencies, but there can only be one submission per agency for the survey. So one person at each organization will be invited to take part in the survey on behalf of the organization as a whole. In general, this will be the person named as the SSA coordinator for each agency. This person will receive an email containing a link to complete the online survey. If appropriate, that person should complete the survey, but they can ask for support from colleagues or designate another staff person to complete the survey if necessary. Mathematica will offer a $40 check for completing the survey. You can decline the check if your organization's rules prohibit you from accepting it. So if you received the invitation, we encourage you to participate. On the interview side, the beneficiary interviews will include up to 100 ticket holders. Mathematica will select interview respondents based on predetermined criteria. Beneficiaries will receive a letter and a telephone call inviting them to participate in the interview, and Mathematica will offer a $40 gift card for completion. So if your client is contacted, please assure them of the legitimacy of the study and encourage them to participate. We hope that you will respond to the survey so we can get your input to help us understand how the programs are working and how they might be improved in the future. We expect to administer the surveys and conduct these interviews in early spring. So if you have any questions right now, I'd be happy to take them, or you can email me. My email address is right there, eleanorstinn@ssa.gov. So I'll pause for a moment for any questions.
Thanks, Ellie. I just want to remind you guys, if you have questions and you're joining us by MS Teams, to raise your hand by selecting the raise hand icon. Your mic will be unmuted, and then you'll just need to click to unmute yourself. If you are joining us by phone, you can raise your hand by dialing *5, and you will be unmuted by the facilitator, and then you'll need to press *6 to speak. And it looks like we do have a raised hand. Imani, can you help me out here?
Yes, we have a raised hand from Eugenia Cox. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and then ask your question.
Hi, my question is, will it be including those individuals' tickets that are in use or just the tickets that are assigned to employment networks?
So the survey to VRs will ask different questions. They'll have a section for the ticket holders that you are serving as tickets in use, and then some questions about tickets that are assigned under the EN payments.
Okay, thank you.
And Imani, do we have any others?
Yes, we have another question from Sarah. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and then ask your question.
I'm sorry if this is not the right area to do this in. I just had a question about you guys saying doing case openings and closures through the ticket portal. I guess I'm confused what that means. Does that mean we need to go in and manually do this? Because right now I send an assignment file every month.
And hi, Sarah. Yeah, so we're going to have at the end of the presentation today, we will have another session so you can ask your question. So if you could just please hold that question until the end. We just wanted to allow this time for Ellie, but definitely keep that question okay. And we can address it at the end.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Looks like we have another hand, Imani.
Yes, we do have another raised hand from Shelly. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and then ask your question.
Oops. It took a while for my mic to show up as an unmute option. I just had a quick question. When you said 100, up to 100, is that up to 100 per VR or up to 100 for the entire survey? Just needing to know if I need to send out a big email to everybody saying, hey, there could be 100 participants.
Sure. So we are just doing 100 interviews total. We already have survey responses from beneficiaries, so we're just using these interviews to get a little bit more information.
Okay. Thanks, Ellie. I don't think I see any additional raised hands. And I just would encourage you, as Ellie said, if you have any questions, her email address is here on the slide. Please make sure that you reach out to her for any additional questions. Okay. And again, thank you, Ellie, for that information. And we will move to the next slide. Okay, so now we're going to go into our next agenda topic, which is documentation required for DRI's claims. Just wanted to go over some information here. Next slide, please. Thank you. So just note that all VR cost reimbursement claims are processed on a first-in, first-out basis within 30 days of receipt. unless additional documentation is required to validate that claim. And that happens, right? Sometimes we need that additional information. For initial claims, if further documentation is required, the claim will be placed in diary or placed in a hold status, and you will be able to see a note regarding the specific documentation required via the diary description in the ticket portal. So the VR agency staff is responsible for reviewing diarized claims to ensure the required documentation is submitted within 30 to 75 days. Of course, this depends on the type of diary. Now, we have observed that when additional documentation is required, it often remains insufficient to validate the claim. So what we wanted to do was take the next few slides to outline the most common reasons for requiring additional documentation. And we're also going to include the required documentation to validate the claim, because the fact that we've observed this, and we want to make sure that when you are submitting your claims, that you are completing, or I'm sorry, you are submitting a complete package with all of the required information so that we are able to process your claim through completion and in a timely manner. So we'll move to the next slide, please. So here are the most common reasons that we claims are being placed in diary or being on hold. So the first one, information is required because the case was selected for a prepayment validation review or PVR to ensure that VR services and costs meet the requirements for the requested payment. The other reason is information is missing for direct or other costs that is required for the requested payment. Also, information is required to explain the late start of substantial gainful activity or SGA. And the last most common reason is key information is missing that is required for the requested payment. So here you see the four most common reasons. And the next couple of slides, we're going to go into what information is required so that we can hopefully prevent, you know, cases having to go in diary or on hold. Next slide. So we're going to start with the first one, information missing for direct or other costs. So what you will see in the text, it says some costs requested are missing or within a date range outside of the payment period. So the documentation required would be a SSA 199, which details the costs incurred within the net payment period. You want to make sure that this is signed, but it's the SSA 199, which details the costs incurred within the next payment period. Next slide. What you will see in the diary will be please submit signed IPE and case notes. So the documentation required, you want to submit a signed IPE and case notes or similar documentation to substantiate the claim. So you want to make sure that that IPE is signed. Okay, and the next one, next slide. Other information is missing. So here you may see different texts because there are different reasons, different documentation required. So the first one, the text will read, the diary you will see is proof of payment needed with warrant or procurement numbers required for invoice amount. So you want to make sure that the documentation required would be the proof of payment. So example, an invoice with the warrant or procurement number. Other information may be proof of payment required for invoice amounts of, and then you have your amounts. So you want to make sure that you're submitting the proof of payment for a specific direct cost. Next, the text may read proof of payment for direct cost requested. The documentation required would be proof of payment for a specific direct cost, right? So you want to make sure you're submitting that information. The next one for the diary text would read fiscal year cost formula needed to process the claim. So this is the administrative counseling placement or ACP costs for the current fiscal year should be sent to SSA for approval. So we wanted to, again, provide this information so that you guys are aware of what's needed. So let me see what's on the next slide. Okay, so that information, those slides, and again, this presentation will be available on the Ticket to Work website a little bit later, so you will be able to see that information again. We went through it kind of quickly, but wanted to just make sure you are taking note and going back and looking at that information to make sure you're submitting the required documentation. Now, so when, and we also wanted to provide instructions with facts and required documentation, right? So you want to make sure that you collect all the required documents. Again, we want you to be able to submit a complete package so that we can process your claim through completion. And you want to make sure that you're reviewing the diary explanation text, which is what I just covered, because that will help you identify the required information necessary for the claim. So you'll be able to see what information is needed, and then you'll be able to gather that those required documents, right? Next, you want to generate a new fax cover sheet. You're going to select view all pending payments for me. Then you're going to click on the actions, which is the link next to the appropriate payment request. So whatever payment request you're needing to fax the information in, click on the action link. And then after you do that, you're going to click fax additional information. So these are the steps that you're going to need to take to generate that fax cover sheet, because when you, and you want to make sure that you're always generating the fax cover sheet, because once that's faxed in, it will automatically associate to the claim that where we need the additional information. You also want to make sure that you're checking the fax status. We all do it. We're faxing something and we fax it and we think we're done on our end and we walk away, and it may or may not go through. So we want to make sure that you're using the feature that we have in the portal to check your fax status, right? So you want to find the SSA reference number for the case, for the claim on the view all pending VR payments for me. You want to click the action link, and then you want to click show fax status link. So once you click the show fax status link, there will be a fax receipt date if SSA received the fax. So you want to make sure that you're checking that again. If there is a fax receipt date, that means that the transmittal was successful and the SSA received the fax. If you're checking the fax status and you do not see a date, that means that that fax did not go through. So SSA does not have it. So you might, you know, you're going to want to refax, resend that information so that we can process your claim. So when to contact the VR help desk? You want to contact the VR help desk, and you see the email here, vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. If 30 days have passed since you submitted all required documentation and your claim has not been processed yet, please allow 30 days. So first you want to make sure that you check the fax status to make sure that it went through, that there is a fax receipt date. And that's the date you want to go by, right? When you're waiting for the 30 days, but please allow 30 days for us to process your claim. And if it's been more than 30 days, then please reach out to the vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. Next slide. Okay, so now we're going to move into the top three payment denials fourth quarter for 2025. Okay, so the top three payment denial reasons, and I do have them listed in the order of the largest number to the smallest. The first one is denial code 620, which the denial reason could be untimely filing for initial claims or untimely filing for reconsideration, so regarding earnings or non-earnings. And then the second highest denial reason is the 220 denial code, which is 8 months or less of SGA. And the last denial reason, top denial reason, is denial code 621. This is reconsideration already denied once for the same VR, for the same VR period. So what we're going to go into the next slide is just kind of explain each one of these denials and provide tips on how you can prevent or avoid those denials. So first, we're going to speak about the untimely filing, which is this is the initial claim. So the description that you will see is the denial claim was filed more than 1 year from the last month of SGA. So here's a tip to avoid this denial. Review the earnings provided on the Vocational Rehabilitation Client Earnings Report, or VERSA, to ensure the claim is filed no more than 1 year from the last month of SGA. So that's your tip to prevent that denial. Next slide. Continuing with untimely filing, but this one is going to focus on earnings reconsideration. So the description, the reconsideration claim for an earnings denial was filed more than 1 year from the initial claim decision date. Here's your tip. Review the notice of determination from the initial claim to ensure the reconsideration is filed no more than 1 year from the decision date. Okay. Next slide. And this is going to finalize the untimely filing. This one is going to focus on non-earnings reconsideration. And your description, the non-earnings reconsideration claim was filed more than 60 days from the initial claim decision date. Here's your tip. Review the notice of determination from the initial claim to ensure the reconsideration is filed no more than 60 days from the decision date. So those are your reasons and your tips for your untimely filing denial. Next slide. The next denial, payment denial is the code 220. And this denial reason is 8 months or less of SGA. So your description will read 8 months or less of verified SGA level earnings were found in SSA's records. Here's your tip. If an initial claim was denied due to insufficient earnings, please wait an additional 6 months to submit a reconsideration claim to avoid another 220 denial. You want to submit proof of earnings with your claim. And just wanted to note, acceptable earnings documentation includes, but is not limited to, the information from the VersaFile, the OXI data, the work number report, of course, pay stubs, or an employer signed statement with the FICA withholdings. So you want to make sure that you're including the FICA withholdings if you're submitting an employer signed statement. But again, these are a few examples of acceptable earnings. Okay. Next slide. And we're going to speak about the payment denial code 621. The denial reason. Reconsideration claim already denied once for the same VR period. Description will read, VR agencies may only request one reconsideration after an initial claim has been denied. Here's your tip. Review prior claim information to see if the reconsideration was already denied. Please do not resubmit another reconsideration claim unless directed from the VR help desk. So if the VR help desk provides guidance to resubmit, that's when you will. But please do not resubmit one unless directed from the VR help desk. Okay, next slide. So now, being that we're into 2026, we're going to talk about 2025 year in review. And just wanted to provide some information, again, from not just 2025, but we just want to show a comparison of the calendar year for 2024 and 2025. So first, we talk about the receipts, the number of payment requests that we received in comparison. As you can see, 2024 was a little over 23,000. 2025, just under 20,000. Now, payments, and I'm just going to focus on 2025. We paid over $121 million. In payment claims or in VR claims, we do see that that was a little lower compared to 2024. And then for the claims processed, we also saw a decrease in that for the calendar year of 2025 with 17,717. So we have seen a decrease in across the board in our data, but we just always like to just show you guys where we are and do a comparison of the previous year. And that was the purpose of this slide. And next slide. Okay. So we are now at our question and answer session. And again, just want to remind you guys that if you're joining us by MS Teams, you want to raise your hand by selecting the raise hand icon. Your mic will be unmuted. Once called on, your mic will be unmuted by the facilitator. Then you must click the mic to unmute yourself. If you are joining us by phone, you want to raise your hand by dialing star 5, and you will be unmuted by the facilitator. Then press star 6 to speak. And what we ask is that you please state your first name, VR name, and ask your question. And we do have, you know, several people participating, so we want to make sure that we're giving as many people an opportunity to ask their question. So we do ask that you limit your question to just one when called upon. Okay. And with that being said, I saw some hands go up. So Imani, I will turn it over to you to let me know what questions we have or who have questions.
Yes. Hi. We have one question from Eugenia Cox. I will unmute you. You can go ahead and ask your question once you're unmuted.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to see if we could get an update on the TPM contract and will they be doing cost reimbursement claims?
I will hand it over to SSA, but I will say we have not received an update as of yet on the contract. And I don't know if someone from SSA wants to handle that next question or we're just still just kind of waiting for the contract, Eugenia.
Hi, this is Renee. Good afternoon. We have not yet awarded a new TPM. We will let you all know when we do so. We are behind due to the shutdown, so we're working on that. Thank you, Eugenia.
Okay. Thanks, Renee. Next question. Next person, Imani.
Yes, the next person is from Sarah. You can go ahead and announce your question.
Hi, this is Sarah from Kansas VR. My question is about the case openings and closures through the ticket portal. I just needed some clarification what exactly this meant, because currently we submit like an assignment and unassignment file every month, and I just wasn't sure if that's what you guys are talking about or if we need to go in and do it manually for each case.
Hi, this is Alexis from SSA. The file is fine. Any way that you assign, you know, open and close or assign tickets and unassign tickets via the portal is what Renee was referring to.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Alexis. Imani?
Thank you, Kim. Our next question is from Kristen. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and then ask your question.
Hi, thank you. I'm Kristen from New Hampshire VR. I do have two questions. I'll ask the first one and then tell me I should go back in the line. You had mentioned that when we do fax information over to go back in and ensure that it was received, how quickly will we see that notification? So do we need to wait 24 hours? When will we see that status in the portal?
I would think that that would be as soon as the fax goes through. But Alexis, do you know, is there a lag on when that fax date will show?
There could be a slight lag, but it's pretty much as soon as the fax is accepted. It's not into the next day. It would definitely be, you know, give it maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And if you still don't see it after that, give it another 5 minutes. But it shouldn't take any longer than it takes for a fax to, you know, get on to the other side, as if you were doing a paper fax from one machine to another, as far as, you know, if you were faxing papers and they were coming out of machine. So it wouldn't be into the next day, you know, maybe 5 to 20 minutes, depending how big the fax is.
Okay.
And then my second question was, I appreciate the VR payment statistics. Do you have any of that data for us that operate as a VREN? If the ticket side also saw like that decrease in, you know, overall payments?
I will say this for the VREN, and I'm sure, or I encourage you to attend the all EN payments call that's going to be handled next month. And they will provide the year in review data there as well. So you'll be able to see that. But this is the data that I provided, yes, is for VR claims for cost reimbursement. Did that answer your question that it will be provided on the all-in payments call for VREs? If you're talking about, let me just be clear. If you're talking about regular EN, were you talking about regular EN payments? Sorry, I'm not sure if she dropped.
Oh. Hi, Kristen. You have access to audio.
Okay.
Hi, sorry, my mic was disabled. Yeah, thank you for that. I will attend the EN call too. I just didn't know if you had an overall with, you know, cost reimbursement and EN ticket payments combined, what that looked like, but I can wait until next month.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it will definitely be provided on that call. Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kim. Yes, we do have, and we have one more question. It's from Shelly. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and then ask your question.
Hi, it's Shelly Paquette from Minnesota VR General. I'm just calling because there's times where I have someone who we've closed the file, but they've received the letter of closure. They call back and they want to resume services under the IPE that they were previously, you know, within a month or whatever it is, you know, it's a short period of time. And so just to remove that exit date, can I still go through the VR help desk for that? Or do I need to just go in and reassign the ticket with the new date, even though it's coinciding then with the old IPE date?
And I'll just, I don't know if Raquel's on the line. Raquel, should they contact the VR help desk for this?
Good afternoon. Yes, they can. Candace, my only question is, what is the time period? Should they still be using that same IPE? Is it okay? Because I say it's okay, but I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page with that.
Thank you, Raquel. Good afternoon. This is Candace. Shelley, are you saying that you were working with the beneficiary and then you closed the case based off of the IPE and then you wanted to reassign the ticket?
No, maybe it was something where they maybe weren't in contact on a regular basis and they got a notice saying, hey, we're going to close your file, or something where they're sending out a notice that we're closing your file. And the person calls back and says, but I still want services, and resume services then. Okay, so it's under the same IPE.
In this particular case, I would say that you could contact a VR help desk and we could manually fix your ticket on our end.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, this is Raquel. Just to piggyback off of what Candace said, if the services are discontinuing, then yes, you would just send an email to me at the VR help desk and that information can be fixed where we can just remove the end date since you're continuing services.
Okay. Thank you, Raquel. Thank you, Candace.
Thanks, Kim. We do have one more question. It's from Cassie. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. This is Cassie Tafoya from Washington VR General. I just have kind of a general question. Will Social Security still be doing PVRs at about 10% of all cases, cost reversive cases submitted?
Hi, this is Renee Clark. Yes, we will. As of right now, we will continue to do about 10% of your previous year's claims. The amount of PVRs will be based on about 10% of your previous year's claims.
So the previous year's claims, so like this past year is definitely lower than the year before, but so the amount that I'll be receiving is going to be based on the year before.
Yes, on the claims that you submitted the year before, about 10% of those, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Renee. And Imani, do we have anyone else?
Thanks, Kim. No, we don't have any more questions. Actually, one just popped up. We have one from Deborah. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and then ask your question.
Hi, Deborah, you're still on mute. Okay, Deborah, sorry. It looks like you're still on mute. You would need to unmute yourself.
Just click your microphone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I had a question about submitting documentation. When you're submitting the documentation, and you have to submit the case progress notes along with the rest of the documents, I was having a problem printing out the case progress notes the way that it usually prints out, like in a reverse linear fashion. But I was able to print out a spreadsheet that contained the information. So I wanted to know, would it be acceptable to submit that spreadsheet as proof of the case progress note so that I don't miss the deadline?
Hi, Deborah. As long as that spreadsheet gives us the exact same information as your normal case notes would, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And hi, this is Candace Whaley. I also wanted to mention that if you do not have the original case notes, you may write up justification to substantiate your claim because a lot of the case notes aren't very clear. So that's an option as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Raquel. Thank you, Candace. Hi. Do not see any other raised hands. Is that correct, Imani?
Yes, that's correct. No more raised hands.
Okay. Just a reminder, if you do have questions and you're joining by MS Teams, you're going to raise your hand by selecting the raised hand icon and your mic will be unmuted if there are any questions. If you are on your phone, you can raise your hand by dialing *5 and you will be unmuted by the facilitator. And then you would need to press *6 to speak. I know you guys hear this on all the calls, but just want to make sure that we're not missing anyone if they have a question. Okay. With not seeing any hands raised, I am just going to go to the next slide. And I want to just let you guys know about an upcoming event, which is our Work Incentive Seminar event, also known as our WISE. I just wanted to provide some information about the WISE in case you guys are not aware of it. So the WISE, as I said, the Work Incentive Seminar events, webinars are free. They're informative sessions designed to help people receiving disability benefits learn about work incentives and the Ticket to Work program. When meeting with beneficiaries, we do invite you to consider mentioning WISE webinars as a trusted, no-pressure way to learn more. Encourage them to register or watch past recordings, especially if they're unsure about working or what to understand or want to understand their options. The registration page is on our website. It is the choosework.ssa.gov/WISE. And the next WISE event is, the topic is going to be exploring a new career with Ticket to Work. That next WISE event is scheduled for January the 8th. So I have a time here. And again, it's going to be January the 28th. And the WISE calls are from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, we do encourage you to have your beneficiaries register for this event so they can learn more about work incentives. It is an amazing event, very informative. So we wanted to provide that information. Also wanted to note here on the slide that the ticket program manager, we share important information with service providers through the Gov delivery messages, including ticket portal issues and any outages that may occur. Please save this email address so that these messages do not go into your spam or junk email boxes. And you can see that address here, which is tickettowork@subscriptions.ssa.gov. And with that being said, the post-call materials for this call will be posted to the website, and you will receive a Gov delivery message when those materials are available. So please stay tuned for that. But again, we will get this information posted to the website and notify you via a Gov delivery message, which is why we don't want it going to your spam. So please make sure that you add it to your address contact list. And then the next slide is our next quarterly all VR call. That is going to be scheduled for Tuesday, April the 7th. It will be the same time. So it's 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We welcome any suggestions that you guys would like for us to cover on the call. Not to say that we will, but we will definitely take them into consideration. So please send topic suggestions for the all VR call. You want to send that to the help desk, which is vr.helpdesk@ssa.gov. And so that concludes our very first call of 2025. Again, thank you guys for your participation. And just again, thank you for joining today's call. Have a great week, everybody.